This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, with it being October and National Pork Month, we have a lot to celebrate. We also have a lot to teach our consumers, and that cannot be contained in just 31 days. We talk with the National Pork Board and what they're doing to promote the products all over the world and even domestically. More right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Your productivity, profitability, and sustainability are top of mind this harvest season for you and for us. From increasing soybean demand worldwide to determining what conservation practices best suit your farm, the Iowa Soybean Association has your back every step of the way. Unlock your field's full potential and harvest the benefits of farmer membership by visiting iasoybeans.com.
As we see depressed pork prices for producers, it's important that we see demand continue to grow. And that's what the National Pork Board is working on this month and all year long. Dr. David Newman is the Senior Vice President of Market Growth for the National Pork Board, and he talks about the goals that they have at the organization.
I mean, at the end of the day, when you really take a look at the entire pork industry, this really comes down to a consumer taking the product that we produce, which is pork, right? And either purchasing that in a food service establishment or purchasing it in a retail chain, consuming it and liking it enough to repeat the process. So market growth is very, very important on the day-to-day activities for your U.S. pork producers that we represent with the National Pork Board. And for me, in my role at National Pork Board, I've been involved in the pork industry my entire life. I'm very proud to be a part of the pork industry. Something that I say is this is about both short and long-term demand. We have a very challenging situation in the pork industry today. Many of the listeners here know that very well. This is about positioning pork to say right now, we need to move a lot of volume. We work on moving volume domestically and internationally. And then we also need to think about value and adding value and positioning pork to the right consumers for a long-term position for pork as a protein. And so that's something that we work on every day.
While Porktober is an important time to celebrate our products and also educate consumers, Dr. Newman says this is an all-year-long endeavor. That is why they look for retail partners all over the globe so they can help promote different ways to use pork and also cuts that may not have crossed your mind when you're in the kitchen.
We work daily throughout the year with retailers to actively promote pork through a variety of different topics. But it's really about understanding how are we working with not only retailers, but food service companies as well, specific to the domestic marketplace. Right now, we're going after people who are known pork buyers. We're going after people who are possibly lapsed buyers. We know that since the COVID-19 pandemic, there's been a lot of things that have been a little bit upside down in this meat business. As we start to see the economy change and we start to see government dollars that we're going into purchasing for consumers, we've seen a lot of different things change. So we analyze that and we look at those insights on a daily basis and we look and work with individual partners about how we can position.
We'll have more with Dr. David Newman again tomorrow on Profit Matters. You can learn more about the National Pork Board and the Pork Checkoff at pork.org. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.